An important moment in Peterborough's history is being revisited this September with Theatre Direct's production of Give 'Em Hell, which tells a story about the 2012 closure of Peterborough's downtown high school, Peterborough Collegiate Vocational School, also known as PCVS. The building is currently open under a different name, usually referred to as PACE, but it will be called PCVS for the remainder of this story. The play, written by a local playwright and starring local teen actors, premieres on September 15th right in the PCVS auditorium.
Give 'Em Hell chronicles the final school year at PCVS, starting in September 2011 through to June 2012, and it focuses on the protests and actions and personal developments of the Raiders in Action, which were the student activist group.
That was playwright Madeline Brown talking about where this story comes from. Brown grew up in Peterborough and moved to Toronto to pursue acting. It was never Brown's intention to write plays, she says, but through a series of connections and circumstances, including a dare, she got the opportunity of writing her first play for Toronto Fringe Festival. Since then, Brown has written and produced multiple shows in both Toronto and Stratford. After only about 3 weeks of rehearsals, the cast of Give 'Em Hell will premiere the play in the PCVS auditorium. But the production process has been going on far longer than that.
So the development of the play started in 2020, and I worked closely with Aaron Jan, who is the director on the play, and was also the dramaturg, which is essentially like an editor in the playwriting process. And so we worked together, and also that's when I started to build relationships with partners like Theatre Direct, Fourth Line Theatre, and Peterborough Museum and Archives, as they supported various iterations of that development. And that brings us up until probably last summer.
Brown did not actually attend PCVS, but she went to another Peterborough high school, Adam Scott CVI, around the same time that the events of the play were happening. And since Brown couldn't use her own experience to tell this story, PCVS students and alumni were brought into the Give 'Em Hell writing process early on.
So I had a lot of phone and Zoom calls with people who were part of that year, and many people who I myself, because we were the same age, had sort of connected with through other activities in Peterborough and extracurriculars. But no, it was the highlight of my 2020 in some years because, again, there was such a lack of connection and socialization in general. But for me, I had this great sort of source material and jumping off point to then, as a way in, to talk to people about their experience. And I think what struck me most about it, because at that point we would have been 8 years after the fact, was just how strong and clear the feelings and thoughts were from that experience.
I got to speak with one of the alumni involved with the writing of Give 'Em Hell. Colin Chapika attended PCVS the years leading up to the closure and became one of the organizers of the group of student activists working to keep the school open, the Raiders in Action.
I think it was probably about a year ago that Madeline first got in touch with me when she had let me know that she was thinking about writing the script and that it was in development. So she just reached out and said, hey, do you mind doing a quick little interview with me to talk about your experience? And we got into some a lot of the personal details, and that's actually reflective in the show. She's done a great job of amalgamating not just my experience, but a bunch of other students' experiences into the two main characters and a lot of the side characters.
It is also important to learn what happened during that year leading up to the school's closure, and I wanted to hear it from people who were involved.
They originally decided that they were going to close Thomas A. Stewart, and then 3 days before they were supposed to vote on that, they switched the recommendation to PCVS. So a group of students decided, you know, we would make a bunch of noise at the school board meeting, and then they eventually decided to close PCVS. So that group just kind of continued going forward, trying to raise awareness about why this school was so special. And throughout the course of the year, we put on numerous protests, with the biggest one being busing like 400 students to Queen's Park from PCVS. And then we raised a bunch of money for Spread the Net, and we got Rick Mercer to come to the school and he filmed a segment there. But ultimately, at the end of the day, PCVS did close and we all had to move on.
Well, it was like almost being in a John Hughes movie from the 80s, because we were doing the Spread the Net challenge. Of course, schools were raising money to purchase bed nets for distribution in countries in Africa. And I would visit the winning school. And this one school, out of the blue, just knocked it out of the park. I believe they raised $52,000, which was an astounding amount of money. But then I found out they had a dual agenda. They did want to raise money for Spread the Net, but they also wanted to win that prize because it would mean that I would come to the school and I would put their school on television. And they felt in their heart of hearts that if this opportunity came along and their school was put on television, the province would see the error in the ways of closing the school that these students were so incredibly passionate about. And so it was like the plot of an 80s movie.
That was Rick Mercer, Canadian comedian and host of The Rick Mercer Report, the television show that featured PCVS on an episode. Mercer occupies an important role in this story. Filming the episode of The Rick Mercer Report was such a memorable experience for everyone involved that Mercer is actually featured as a character in Give 'Em Hell. In addition to that, the title of the play, Give 'Em Hell, is influenced by Mercer's words to the students. He told the students to fight like hell, and the entire school came together to film a music video to the song Raise a Little Hell by Trooper, which was featured in that episode. It's clear that these students were passionate about fighting for their school, but why did they care? What were they fighting for? What made PCVS so special? A common answer is the building itself. Originally built in 1827, like 16-year-old cast member Edie Burton says here.
Definitely the setting. This school is incredible. I did not think that we would be acting here, like reliving, you know, what really happened.
Because it was like just this beautiful old building and like, you know, colonial style, but like giant hallways with hardwood floors and like this beautiful auditorium and a marble staircase. It was a lovely place to be every day.
But for the students and community members, it was more than any one specific thing that made PCVS worth fighting for.
The term safe space gets thrown around a lot these days, but before I even knew what that meant, that was the experience of PCVS. A lot of people describe it as it was like being hugged when you walked into the school by the building and just by all the staff and the support. It was a special place for a lot of marginalized folks, like queer and LGBTQS people, as well as inner city kids. And also, there was a lot of first generation immigrants who were attending the ESL program. So it was this really interesting mix of a bunch of different cultures, and it, unlike the typical high school experience you see in a lot of movies and stuff, everyone was just kind of chill and relaxed, and really there was no big stinks about who you are, and it was a safe space to play with your identity and figure out exactly what you wanted to do moving forward.
Mm-hmm. And how important the school was to people as a place that was, I don't know, very open and accepting of people of the LGBTQ community. When many schools at the time were pretty iffy about it.
But PCVS was like visiting another planet. It was just, well, for starters, it was such a beautiful building. The students there were so passionate about saving the school, and that was across the board. I went to a school that was considered a very good school, but if they had announced they were closing the school, I don't think half the students would care one way or another. And this was entirely driven by students in their final year of school. So they were trying to save the school for future generations. It wasn't even for them. It was completely selfless.
With PCVS having been around for so long, it's quite common for families to have multiple members who attended the school, like Burton's.
PCVS is also a school that is in like a lot of my family's history. My dad went here, my uncle, my aunt.
But Give 'Em Hell is not really about the school. It's about the students fighting for the school. In each of my interviews, I asked why this story is still relevant and why people should come see this show now.
Looking back on the closure and like the big stink we put up, you know, when it was all going down, it felt very isolated and very local. But why I think the story itself is important and why I'm very happy to see it reflected in the play is that it fits into a broader structure and pattern of youth activism. And again, I think really paying attention to what the youth see the future and what they want the future to be is fundamentally important moving forward in our political world right now.
And also, I think often when we talk about youth activism, we look at it in this kind of sort of glorified or cutesy way. And I think for me, it's important to look at the real struggles and challenges of being a young person and fighting for a cause.
Well, I knew at the time I was witnessing something quite profound, because I was witnessing this awakening of activism in these young people who saw a situation they didn't like and they decided to fight like hell.
If you are interested in seeing Give 'Em Hell, here is playwright Brown explaining when the shows are.
There are 6 public performances. We open on Friday, September 15th. There are 3 that weekend, and then the following weekend we come back for 3 more public shows. And they're either at evening times at 7:30 or afternoons at 2:30. But then from Tuesday, September 19th through Thursday, September 21st, at 12 p.m. each day, we're doing school shows. So partly because Theater Direct is a theater company for young audiences, and just the subject matter of the play, and given that we have teenagers both working on stage and backstage, it was important for us to also open it up to high school students. Mm-hmm. So each of those days at noon, we'll be having high schools from all around Peterborough and the surrounding area come in and see the show.
Give 'Em Hell will be taking place at PACE, or the former PCVS building at 201 McDonnell Street. Each performance will be accompanied by an exhibition of archival materials from the school's history put on by the Peterborough Museum and Archives. Tickets are $20 or $10 for students, and there's a special offer available specifically for Trent students attending the show on Sunday, September 17th at 2:30 p.m. With the promo code TRENT5, Trent students can get their tickets to this show for only $5. You can purchase tickets and find all of this information on Theater Direct's website at theaterdirect.ca. This has been Eddie Sweeney reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative and for CFFF FM 92.7 Trent Radio here in Peterborough, Ngujima-Ngong.